1110 KFAB.
The gateway to the West. Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. The program tonight originates out of the cave, and then tomorrow night I'll be at the OnStar Studios in Detroit, and then back to St. Louis for a short time period, and then off to Los Angeles. Next hour, The Hunt for Sasquatch with John Bindernagel and Dr. Jeffrey Meldrum. Sasquatch, legend meets science. You're going to like this one. Here's some of the stories of the day before we get into one heck of a story. House Republicans tentatively agree to relax a ban on importing prescription drugs from Canada. This is a huge story. A controversial pre-election victory for lawmakers seeking to provide cheaper medication for elderly voters and people in general. The deal would let Americans carry up to a 90-day supply of medication back to the United States from Canada without being stopped by custom agents. You're going to save a lot of money doing this. It is a big story. Now, if we can only get them to allow us to just buy pharmaceuticals at a cheap price wherever you can legally get them, that's what we should do. A homeless Florida man jumped from a 50-foot bridge into a river after a $20 banknote flew out of his hand. He panicked. 47-year-old, he jumped into the mile-wide Manatee River, swam 100 yards to reclaim his money. He was obsessed. He was fished from the river, coughing, choking, taken to shore by a passing Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission boat with its staff. He said when they pulled him up on the shore, "I got my money back." The Israeli foreign minister has warned that Iranian leaders pose the biggest threat to the world's values because they speak proudly of their wish to destroy Israel and pursue weapons to achieve that objective. Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni told the annual UN General Assembly session that the international community must stand up against Iran, which she claimed is pursuing the weapons to destroy Israel, a reference to its suspected nuclear program. And the Iranian president says that his nation would negotiate suspending its nuclear enrichment under fair and just conditions, but declined to give a time frame on when that might happen. I think that is all rhetoric. He is stalling for time. Speaking at a hastily called news conference at the United Nations, Ahmadinejad insisted that his country had cooperated with the International Atomic Energy Agency and that the nation's nuclear program was so transparent, even farmers and students could visit those facilities. Health authorities hunting the source of a nationwide E. coli outbreak on spinach are focusing now on 9 California farms after discovering what could be a crucial clue: an open bag of spinach left in the refrigerator of someone sickened by the bacteria. The bag of tainted Dole baby spinach is the smoking gun that has allowed investigators to zero in on 3 counties in California. Went out to dinner here in St. Louis tonight and inadvertently ordered a dish that I guess had spinach included in it. And they said, "Sorry, this is not available anymore." They've taken spinach off everywhere, all over the place. Space Shuttle Atlantis and its 6 astronauts glided to a safe landing in darkness early Thursday, ending a very successful mission to return to work on the International Space Station. Discovery now will go up in a few months. NASA, now this is the big story. Those of you who have listened to Coast all these years, you've heard Art Bell, you've heard Richard C. Hoagland talk about Cydonia, the face on Mars. Well, here we go. NASA started it all back in 1976 with an image of an interesting mountain on Mars, or was it? And a caption that described it as appearing to have eyes and nostrils. 30 years later, the face on Mars still inspires myths and theories. In a moment, one of the men with the theories, Richard C. Hoagland. to enjoy the incredible benefits of fish oil? Absolutely free. Our patented Master Omega 3 supports brain health, memory, concentration, heart health, improved joint function, healthy blood pressure, already within normal range, and vibrant and youthful looking skin. Our Omega 3 is so concentrated it was awarded a U.S. patent. It's highly purified, double concentrated, and comes in easy to swallow lemon flavored soft gels. That leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. Just two soft gels provides 1,200 milligrams of pure omega-3. So call now for your free, no-risk bottle of omega-3 fish oil. You simply pay $2.95 to cover the cost of shipping and handling. This offer is not available in stores and limited to one per household, so you can call now with 1-800-453-5396. Miss the number? I'll give it to you a couple times. 1-800-453-5396. And as an added bonus, ask how you can get a packet of a multivitamin with your order absolutely free. 1-800-453-5396. Have you spent years being shocked by your wireless bill and paying for over-the-plan minutes? Keeping conversations short and waiting till 7 p.m. to speak with friends? TracFone is America's number one prepaid wireless service with over 6 million happy customers. Now you can have a great phone and 1 year of service without a contract. Pick up a new Motorola C139 TracFone for just $19.99 at Target. Add a 1 year card and get one full year of service plus 250 minutes. Then simply add as needed. TracFone, no surprises, you're in control.
Emerging research shows that the antioxidant complex found in tomatoes supports heart health. So, start eating a lot of tomatoes. Or take the only whole tomato lycopene complex, Lycomato. Unlike most lycopene supplements, which are synthetic, only natural Lycomato provides all the antioxidants found in the tomato. So, for your heart's sake, get Lycomato. The power of five tomatoes in one little pill. Ask for Lycomato at GNC, the Vitamin Shop, and other fine health food stores.
So I was on a plane today from Los Angeles to St. Louis, and in between looking at some of my emails, I'm getting hundreds of emails from people saying, and from you, you got to get Richard C. Hoagland on tonight. This is his moment. This is his hour. Well, of course we do. Richard, you've been waiting a long time for this one, haven't you?
Well, not really. I mean, this is so this is so high school. What I suspect is going on, and for those people who don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, you go all the way. Tell us about this whole thing.
Yeah. I got a whole flurry of emails this morning, too, from people. It turns out that Dr. Gerard Newcomb, who is the principal investigator of the high-resolution camera on the Mars Express European Orbiter, which has been orbiting Mars for the last couple of years, finally published this morning a series of images, high-resolution images in color, taken of the Cydonia region by his camera. Now, Dr. Newcomb has only been promising to do this for the last 2 years, so it's kind of, you know, a day late and a dollar short, as my dad used to say. But what's incredibly disappointing about the process is not the pictures. The pictures themselves are actually quite striking, the actual data. It's the interpretation in the captions, which is off the wall and just plain silly and not scientific at all, and I'll get into that specifically in a minute.
Would you expect anything else?
Yes. Yes,
really?
I would expect, as we are now in the 21st century, and we are going on to the moon and Mars with men and women, you know, someday going to land on Mars, live on Mars, that we're going back to the moon where there is remarkable, incredible stuff there that will be found, if not by us, publicly, by India, by China, by Japan, by Russia. I mean, the solar system is becoming the global oyster of the human condition, the human spirit. And for a handful of people, of men, old men, stuck with old ideas to be, you know, huddling in closets, plotting how to keep people from even thinking the unthinkable, that there might have been some other civilization in the solar system which left us fingerprints, left us relics, left us ruins, memories of an ancient heritage that we all deserve to know about, I find ludicrous, because it's a failing battle. It is a lost cause. The truth will out, because the human race is spreading out into the solar system, and if the United States doesn't forthrightly talk about the truth, somebody else will. We are 6.5 billion people, George, on this planet. And not everybody is cowardly and afraid of their own shadow and afraid of what is out there and to tell the truth to the people who pay their salaries and pay for their spacecraft and pay for their graduate students and pay for their computer time, which we all do. These people who are manipulating this information, they don't own it. They don't own us. We own us. And it's about time that we finally stood up, all of us, and basically told them, look, tell us the truth or don't tell us anything.
Well, I got to tell you, the picture that I saw today, which is linked at enterprisemission.com, it looks much better than the last few that they've sent out in 98 and 2001.
Well, now, these are the raw images. When I say raw, I mean they've actually been processed, but they're looking straight down. When you look at the face straight down, it's remarkable. In fact, Dr. Newcomb has quietly taken previous images and put them on his website without any fanfare, and some of our people, like Keith Laney, have found them and posted them in the Enterprise Conference, where we are having a lively discussion of all this. You just go to the Enterprise main page and click on Conference, and you can join and participate in all the discussion and all the, you know, what does it mean and politically and technically and scientifically and all that. What I object to is the collaboration between Dr. Newcomb's efforts and Michael Malin. Now, we've introduced another character, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Malin is the principal investigator of an American camera currently orbiting the planet Mars on the Mars Surveyor spacecraft. And what Newcomb did, or his staff actually, I know that Newcomb did it himself, but what they did is they draped the color view that the Mars Express camera took of Cydonia and the face over a 3D model produced from Dr. Malin's data. It's called Shape from Shading, and our own Dr. Mark Carlotto has been doing this for years and years and years. And, in fact, if you have an early version of my book, The Monuments of Mars, handy there on your bookshelf, George, which, of course, you do, right?
Wait a minute. Let's be above board here. The bookshelf in Los Angeles.
Oh, in Los Angeles. Okay. That's right. You're in the cave tonight.
I'm in the cave today.
In the very front part of The Monuments of Mars, which is my compendium of all the results and research over the last 20-some years, 30 years on this subject, there we have a cute little gadget where you flip the pages, and it's like one of those Victorian postcard reels where you can make a motion picture by flipping individual pictures rapidly with your thumb.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did is we took Dr. Carlotto's 85, when he did a three-dimensional reconstruction of the face on Mars in the computer from the original Viking data. And we have that as a front little flip card in the original editions, like in all the editions of the Monuments of Mars, because I wanted to give people a feeling for the three-dimensionality of this object on Mars that shouldn't be three-dimensional. It shouldn't have eyes in the right place, nose in the right place, mouth in the right place, chin, et cetera, because the claim back then was it was just a trick of light and shadow. Well, the one thing that's been consistent since this story first broke decades ago is they're still claiming, George, it's just a trick of light and shadow, except what they've done now in this collaboration between Dr. Newcomb and Dr. Malin's 3D efforts, they've added a grotesque distortion of this three-dimensional shape between the eyes on the forehead. It looks like this poor guy has what's that syndrome where people turn into lion-looking,
like the Elephant Man.
Like the Elephant Man.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's remarkable, on the same German space agency page where they're releasing this grotesque, malformed version of the face, Dr. Newcomb has his own 3D version, and this grotesque bump between the eyebrows is not there. So within their own data, it is grossly inconsistent scientific data, George. It isn't worth, as my grandmother used to say, the powder and shot to blow it away.
Well, but can someone like Carlotto take some of the data and transform it into some kind of a newer image for us to look at?
Sure, of course.
And I'm sure
you ought to call him up and ask him if he's done that and what he sees. I mean, we now have the web. We now have the Internet. We can ship this stuff around electronically at the speed of light. This is a desperate last gasp effort, I believe, politically motivated, to try to put this genie back in the bottle. I mean, the note on space.com by Roy Britt this afternoon, updated, you know, like every 2 hours. What's the update about this story, which is 30 years old? Contains a very blatant hit piece on me by Phil Plait, which has no relevance in the story because the story should be data taken of Mars either confirms previous investigations or it does not. Or data taken of Mars twisted politically adds additional features which do not exist on Mars per se and have been added for political content. But it certainly has nothing to do with me. I'm not a principal in this. I'm merely someone trying to get at the truth and trying to get these various space agencies, along with a lot of friends and colleagues. And you got a lot of email from people across the country today, George, right?
Absolutely.
That means people appropriately are outraged by this deliberate, blatant manipulation of science to serve some political agenda and to keep us from knowing the truth.
You don't sound happy today. I would have thought, you got a great article by Ned Potter today on ABC News' website. I mean, it was a great article. How come you're not jumping up and down?
Well, no, wait. Did you read it carefully?
Yeah, I did.
Let me pop it up here.
I think of all the articles written about you by a mainstream media outlet, mm-hmm. this was pretty good.
Okay. Just a nitpick. I mean, I don't know Ned. I've never met Ned.
All right, let's go through it, and I'll look at it as a newsman's perspective.
Okay.
And tell you why I think it's pretty positive.
As the Emmy award-winning newsman you are?
Yes, I am, Richard.
Okay, tell me. Look, I agree with you in general, but that's because you and I know this so well that we know how to pick out the good parts and kind of ignore the bad parts.
Well, and maybe you're being too sensitive.
Let me read the part that I found really offensive.
All right.
It's about six paragraphs down. It's right after the one that has me quoted as saying, it has to be intelligent.
Right,
when
you're
based on Mars. It has to be self-aware, said Art Richard C. Hoagland, one of the most persistent champions of the face signal theory in talks on the subject. Now, notice that they didn't call me up and ask me what I thought, right? They basically taken, you know, something I've said somewhere, and then the next paragraph is the one that I'm bothered by. Hoagland said he had been a consultant for CBS News during the Apollo moon landings and later did public relations for New York State and Planetarium. I said nothing of the kind. CBS News has employment stubs and records and checks proving that I was a science advisor to Walter Cronkite. It's not me claiming I was. That's the fact. And the fact that I did public relations, that wasn't the only thing I did at Hayden. I was head of special projects, meaning that I was assigned the task of finding a missing 250,000 people a year to bring them back to the Hayden. So I devised programs, I wrote, I edited, I did special things for the mayor of New York. I didn't just do public relations.
Look, I think I'm your friend. I think you're being too sensitive there. That didn't even bother me at all.
Okay.
I looked at that and said, hey, that, you know, that adds further credibility to what he's doing.
Well, if they
here.
Said he was a consultant, I would have been different. But it's he said. It's that little subtle, you know, which always attaches itself to this story. I'm telling you, George, this subject makes even mainstream, middle-of-the-road, honest journalists go nuts.
What would you have thought of the article if that if those two lines weren't even
If that paragraph hadn't been in there, I would have thought it was very interesting. It would have gotten people interested. It would have, you know, piqued more curiosity, more political activism to get at the truth. I just didn't like the personal dig at me, and maybe I'm being too personal.
I mean, here's a comment from one of the Mars Express project scientists. These images of the Cydonia region on Mars are truly spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
They not only provide a completely fresh and detailed view of an area so famous to fans of space myths all around the world, but also provide an impressive close-up over an area of great interest for planetary geologists and show once more the high capability of the Mars Express camera. Well, in one word, he's not saying anything, but in another, he's not shooting you down either.
Well, I think this is the same guy that said that he didn't see a face at all down there. And the problem, George, with this whole discussion is it's been at the level of what do you see? You know, it's like when people, you know, are in a terrible plane crash and, you know, families are waiting at the airport and some reporter comes up and sticks a mic into the anguished face of some mother or some, you know, husband of someone who's on that plane. And it's like, how do you feel? What do you feel? It's the awful moment that you don't ever want to see. To ask someone looking at these pictures, what does it look like? I mean, science is supposed to be objective, isn't it?
Well, look, you still have the MRO, and we still have a campaign to get some pictures.
Well, that's the future. I'm talking about what happened today.
Well,
it's all subjective, George. There's
well,
no
let me ask you this. What did you think of, you know, I'm looking at the side view image, okay, and I saw it on your website. That's still pretty provocative looking, don't you think?
Well, that image is from decades ago. That's
Is that an old image? That's not a new one?
That's from Mars Surveyor, or I think even maybe from Viking.
Well, that
one looks, work.
I like that.
Have you seen the perspective shot that's the amalgam between Newcomb and Malin?
No, I haven't seen that.
That's the one with this bizarre, grotesque growth. In other words, if Malin's claim has been it's just a hill, it's just a mountain. The DLR, the German, you know, space agency's official captions under each of these images is the so-called face, the, you know, fretted terrain feature in Cydonia that the space mythologist. I mean, did you notice that comment about space myth? Myth is equated to fiction. It's not part of science. It's not part of fact. It's not part of
But what do you expect them to say? I mean, they're not going
to
stick their neck
George,
out.
George, no one has done, except us in the outside independent community, any science on this. I cannot point you, and you can't find one refereed, technical, peer-reviewed, scientific paper on Cydonia blowing this away.
Well, do you want some good news?
I'd love some.
I'm going to Joshua Tree.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, now, does that change your whole day?
No, you made my day.
Good. Somebody had to. I didn't have the heart to tell you I wasn't going to make it, so I'm going.
Oh, fantastic.
So we'll work on the arrangements later.
Excellent, excellent.
Look, I want to take phone calls. People have been just biting at the bit to chat with you about this.
I'd love to talk to them.
We're going to do that. We're going to open up the phone lines with Richard C. Hoagland and go to his website, enterprisemission.com. Take a look at some of the many things he has posted. You know, he is devoted, and he may not admit this, but he has devoted a great part of his life to this subject. I mean, it is near and dear to him. And when you hear him the way he sounds tonight, which is, you know, kind of emotional. I mean, he's not breaking down and crying, but he's emotional about it. You'll understand. So let's open up the phone lines. You've got the phone numbers. At least you should, but if you don't, I'll help you out here. We'll jumpstart you. West of the Rockies, 800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 800-825-5033. First-time caller line, 818-501-4721. And the wild card line is 818-501-4109. I'm George Norrie in the Cave in St. Louis, and this is Coast to Coast AM.
This part of the show? Listen online with StreamLink. Log on to coasttocoastam.com.